Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Twins and Red Sox, game two of the three-game set coming up. Twins trying to break a four-game skid. They got the opener in Cleveland, then dropped three in a row there, and a lot of rain delays. Just kind of a long 4 days in Cleveland. And then got off to a good start last night. Joe Ryan gave up a run early, as we mentioned. Then the home run, go to the seventh inning, and then things fell apart after a solid start for Joe Ryan, and Bobby Nightingale covers the club for the Star Tribune and joins us from Fenway. And Bobby, thanks for the time today. And you pointed it out in your game story that, you know, this team doesn't have much margin for error because pitching isn't getting a lot of run support.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the theme of why they've been struggling this year and why they struggled at the end of last year. They're just not scoring runs consistently. I mean, if you look at it kind of in the aggregate, I think they're like 20th in the majors in runs scored, but they've scored three or fewer runs in 17 of their 33 games. I mean, that just makes it almost impossible to win. I mean, they're 0-17 when they score fewer than four. And I think that tells a story. I mean, they've been pitching pretty well. Their starting pitching has been great since the first week of the season. And, you know, they're still 6-7 games under 500. So, a lot of it just relies on the offense, just giving kind of more room for support, just because, you know, the bullpen, they don't, every time they pitch, it's a tie game or one-run game, too.
Bobby Nightingale joining us from the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We always appreciate Bobby's time. And once again, our lineup card at 2:30 today. Weather looks like it'll cooperate at Fenway today. And then again, tomorrow, final game of the series. And Bobby, you brought up the starting pitching. Joe Ryan on Friday night, really good.
Yeah, extremely. I mean, his last two starts, 19 strikeouts in 13 innings, one run allowed. I mean, kind of looking like the guy. I mean, coming off an injury, you kind of, not that you didn't know what to expect, but I think there's more questions around it just because missing the end of last season with a shoulder injury, you don't know how he's going to respond. And he's been excellent. I mean, he's a guy who, at his best, he's a Cy Young contender. Obviously, injuries have kind of taken that away the last couple of years when he had a chance to put together a really strong full season. But he's healthy. He's threw the ball as hard as he has all season yesterday, and pitched around out of a couple jams and got 8 strikeouts. I mean, not much more you can ask for from him.
And then Bailey Obert today, you take away that start in the first series of the year coming off illness where he really got roughed up. Obert's been good.
Yeah, it's kind of a repeat from last year. He got roughed up in Kansas City last year and then same thing in St. Louis this year, and been really consistent since then. I mean, I feel like that's the Bailey Obert story. I mean, there's been a few bad outings in his career, you know, gives up 6-7 runs. But besides that, I mean, he's probably one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball in terms of just delivering quality starts. You know, you can almost trust him almost every time to go 6 innings and give up 3 or fewer runs if he doesn't get, you know, beat up pretty bad in the first inning or two. So, I mean, he's one of those guys, he settles in and attacks really well. And, it at least gives the Twins confidence. I mean, the top three guys, as badly as the team's played to start the season, you know, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Obert, the way they're pitching, you know, that you're not going to lose 100 games, 90 games if they keep pitching the way they are.
Bobby, what about the injuries? Reyes Lewis, Willie Castro could really give this lineup a lift.
Yeah, it sounds like soon. You know, St. Paul was rained out today, so Royce Lewis couldn't play today. But all things are tracking towards maybe the beginning of the homestand Tuesday, where you could see Royce Lewis. It seems like really good odds for that happening. Willie Castro, also pretty good odds. I'd say Roy's more likely to be back Tuesday, Willie Castro Tuesday or Wednesday. But, yeah, two big pieces, that two regular starters that could be back in the lineup. And you can feel the missing power. I mean, just not having Royce Lewis, not having Matt Wallner, some of the big power bats, Luke Kuechel out of the lineup due to injuries. I feel like just getting another power bat in Royce Lewis could do a lot of big things for the lineup just in terms of just balancing it a little bit more.
Yeah, and any more news on Luke Kuechel, or is it still June? Is that kind of the timeline everyone's pointing to?
Yeah, I'd assume June sometime. I mean, you're talking about a broken bone. Those take time to heal, so I would expect at least 6 to 8 weeks after that injury, and I think we're only two into it. So, yeah, I'd be shocked if it's before mid-June. I mean, if he's back before the All-Star break, I think that's a good sign.
Now, we've talked about the twin struggles, and that's been his theme in run production. On the flip side, the Red Sox, they put six on the board, five in the late innings last night to pull away and win 6-1, but this is going to be a big challenge for Twins pitching the rest of the series. The Red Sox really swinging the bat early this season.
Yeah, I mean, they did lose a big bat. Tristan Casas coming out of the game yesterday with the injury. Sounds like a pretty bad ruptured tendon in his knee, so possibly season ending for him. So, you know, that'll be a hole they have to fill. But when you have Bregman and Rafael Devers and Duran, I mean, that's a pretty good top of the lineup to have. And they have a lot of speed. I mean, you saw with David Hamilton the last yesterday. I mean, he's a guy, if he gets on base, he can run pretty easily. I had the bunt single against Joe Ryan, then stole second, stole third, didn't end up scoring, but that's the type of pressure they can put on the Twins just with their speed on the base pass and just guys who, you know, if they put the ball in play, they have a chance of beating it out.
So, Bobby, two to go at Fenway. They come home, take on the Orioles, they get the Giants, and then go to Baltimore, and then they return to the Midwest and play the Brewers. Through the middle of May, this is a tough schedule for the Twins.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not you don't have the White Sox and the Angels anymore to kind of rest on. But, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, they haven't been playing terribly. I mean, it's not one of those where I think they're on a four-game losing streak. I think easily they could have won any or all of those four games. So, I mean, you can look at it either two sides. I mean, they're not playing terribly and they're not winning, or, you know, they're not playing badly and they're still not winning. So, I think it's one of those you talk to guys in the clubhouse, the energy's still high. They feel like they're right there. It's just a matter of figuring out how to close games, getting a few more runs scratched across. So they don't feel like they're far off. But as you mentioned, the schedule, I mean, it's kind of go time. The urgency has to be pretty high.
So with Lewis and Castro on the comeback trail, could Eddie Julian, you talked about him in the story last night, and, you know, Eddie Julian is, you know, certainly a contributor to the feat on Friday night, 6-1. Could he be the odd man out?
I think it's, you know, it's possible. He's been slumping a little bit. I mean, it'll probably come down to who would you rather have on your bench, because, I mean, if Willie Castro comes back and he's starting at second base and Royce Lewis is either your starting third baseman / DH, you know, there's fewer bats to go around. Brooks Lee probably hit well enough to deserve to be in the lineup every day. So, yeah, I mean, it's a conversation that's probably got to come Tuesday depending on how the rest of the series shapes out. But, you know, he had a rough inning yesterday. I mean, no other way to put it. Drew the walk and then caught stealing when he slid past the bag, and then, you know, dropped the ground ball that could have ended the inning with this game tied to end the seventh inning. So, you know, tough game for him, but, I mean, it's one of those. Yeah. He's got to start producing offensively just to keep his spot on the roster.
Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. We look forward to your game coverage in the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Red Sox, game two of the three-game set coming up. Don't forget, a little bit earlier start tomorrow. Matthew Collar in for Corzo on Sunday, and then we'll have Inside Twins at 11:30. The lineup card at noon, and then we'll go to Fenway Park for the series finale. Here's how they're going to go behind Bailey Ober today. By the way, Big Bailey, 3-1, his ERA 4.13. It'll be Larnach, Buxton, Correa, Lee, France, Jeffers, Clemens, Bader, and Vasquez. behind Bailey Ober today. And your DH is Jeffrey, so Vasquez will bat ninth and catch. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown, abbreviated show. Enjoy the ball game on a lovely day here in the upper Midwest. Twins and Red Sox coming up. Game two of the three-game set. Twins trying to break a four-game skid here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey
is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.